The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 9th, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
So, there are different varieties of sinful activities. Just like there are different varieties of diseases. To become disease is not our normal life. To remain healthy is our normal life. When we become disease, that is abnormal condition of life, therefore we want to treat, get out of the disease. Similarly, this material life is the diseased condition of the living being. We are all living beings, but because we have accepted this material body, we are suffering. Now, we require this fan. Why? Because feeling some pains on account of heat. That heat is felt by the body, not the soul. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, matras for sasu kontiyo sitosna sukhudukkhada. This material pains and pleasure, they are simply touching this body, not the soul. Soul is always aloof. Despite we are on a car. Suppose there is some accident, the car is broken, but not the person, the driver is broken, the car is broken. But because the driver or the proprietor of the car is too much adhered to the car, and the car is broken, his heart fails. Actually, the person has nothing to do with the car, but because he is too much attached to the car, when the car is broken, he thinks, I am finished. Heart is broken. Like that. So, we are part and parcel of God, every one of us. So, we remain always pure, but account of material attachment, we are suffering. This is the condition. Therefore, the disease condition of our present life has to be treated. What is the treatment? To become detached. On account of attachment, we are suffering. detachment. So the detachment, there are many different processes of becoming detached. Karma-yoga, dhyana-yoga, dhyana-yoga, and many other processes. But the most perfect process is bhakti-yoga. That is stated, Vasudevi Bhagavati bhakti-yoga prayodita janayati yasu vairagya. If one is trained up to become devotee of Vasudeva, Krishna, Vasudeva means Krishna, Vasudevi Bhagavati. Vasudev is the Supreme Personality, Bhagavati. Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yogam Purejita. If we engage ourselves in the Bhakti Yoga process to Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what happens? Janayati asu vairagyam. Then very soon one becomes detached, vairagya. The Bhakti Yoga means vairagya vidya, how to become detached. That is the test. Whether I am making progress in the Bhakti Yoga, the test is within yourself. You haven't got to take a certificate from others. How much you are becoming detached to this material world? That is it. If you are still attached to the material pleasure, that means you are not making progress in working. That is the test. Just like bhakti parishan bhava virakti. You see, vairagya vidya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his example of life, he was 24 years young boy, and he had a very beautiful 16 years old wife, very affectionate mother. In the family, two persons, the mother and the wife, if they are very, very good, then the happy life. In the Chanakya Pandit therefore says, Mātāryasya grihīnāsri bhājyāca priyavādini arannam tena gantadvam jathārannam tathā griham. At home, if one has no mother, and if his wife is not very, apriyavani, does not speak very well. Wife is meant for speaking very well to the husband. That is the husband and wife relationship. So Chanakya Pandit says, if the wife is not very attached and does not speak very well, does not like the husband or the home. If such wife is at home and mother is not there, this is ideal Indian happy home. But in your country it is very rare, you see. But this is the standard of happiness. So if there is no mother and there is no good wife, then harallam te nagantadma, immediately he should give up that home. Harallam, he should go to the forest. Why? Forest, the city, I have got very nice home, nice building. No, for a person who has no good wife, neither mother, for him, jathārannam tathā griham. For him, either this home or the forest, it is the same. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu had these two greatest attachments at home. Very affectionate mother, he had read about Suchi Mātās, because he was the only, out of his 10 children, only Chaitanya Mahāprabhu was the living child of Sushima. So naturally she was very, very affectionate to his son, and this Viṣṇupriya wife, very, very affectionate, beautiful young, but he gave up. This is called vairāgya. No attachment. Although there is reason of attachment, but he had no attachment. Takta sudhastada sudev sudharajyada king dharmishtri ajabhatasa jagadadagandam maya mridadu daitai sitavannadhav bandhi mahapurusati charanar. He left home for the benefit of the whole human society. This is Vairagya. Similarly, the Goswamis, they are ministers, they are not ordinary men. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Practically, they were governing the whole affairs of government at that time, a very exalted post. So about them also, it is written by Srinivasa Acharya, Takta Tulam Asesa Mandala Patisane Sadatucham. Asesa Mandala, Mandalapati means big, big leaders, big, big leaders of the society. He was minister, so he was associating with big, big men, not ordinary men. But he gave up. In such a position, minister drawing high salary and association, all the big, big men of the country or the society. But he gave them up, sadat tuchava. What is the use of this? This is called Vairagya. Satya turnam, very so. Satya turnam asesa mandala padisane. Not only one, many, many big men were flattering them. Satya turnam asesa mandala padisane sada tuchava. Then what he began? Bhutya dhira ganesha kau karunaya kopi rakanta. They are so affectionate for the poor suffering souls. Bhuktya dhina ganesako karunaya. The Vaishnava is very, very merciful. They are merciful to the fallen soul. Their only concern is how to deliver these fallen souls. They are under the clutches of maya, suffering. So, various means adopting, just try to save them. This is Vaishnava business. Nana shastra vicharane konipuno sadhanma samasthapako lukanam hitakarino. These Goswamis, they were studying so many books, Vedic literature, and hung down the cream. How to establish Dana Sastra Vichara Naitani Guno Sadhanma Sanastha. Sadhan. Not cheating dharma. Dharma means silly. Really. Sadhan. So the sadhanma, as soon as we become addicted to sinful activities, then our real constitutional position we forget. We become mad after it, and the disease increases. So here it is suggested that according to the disease are there different types of disease. Some disease is very acute, and some disease is not very important. So he suggests that tasmat pura eva cha iha papa niki niskito jatita mrittu ravibhadda. Atma, we have to die. That is a fact. Nobody will live here. They are sure as death. So before death, we must finish the atonement of our sinful activities.
this is Vedavakya. Pura, tasmat pura eva iho, papaniskrito. But nobody knows at the present moment, they do not know what is pap and how to get out of it, what is next birth. Everything is unknown at the moment. This is the modern civilization. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one thing, that chitta-darpana marjanam. They are in gross misunderstanding of life. So, in order to cleanse their heart, to understand what is the position, where they are going, where they are actually, how things are going on, it is due to ignorance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Chaitadarpana Margana, Chaitadarpana Mahadamagnita. Unless we cleanse our heart of all the dirty things that we have accumulated, then we have to continue the sufferings of this material world. But if we cleanse, we understand what is our position. The position is that we are part and parcel of God. If God is good, we are also good. Just like gold and particle of gold. If gold is valuable, the little particle, it may be less valuable, but it is valuable, it is not all ordinary thing. Similarly, we living entities, mamaivam sujiva bhuta. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita that all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. Means, as good as I am. But, that mara sasthani indrani prakriti sthanika. He is concocting, he is manufacturing ideas to become happy. Manasasthani indriyani. And with his senses, he is trying to satisfy himself. But because he has no information how to become happy, manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karasati. Karasati means that is struggle for existence. That struggle for existence is explained by different scholars and philosophers in different ways, but actually there is struggle for existence and they are trying to be happy, manufacturing different types of struggle for existence. The other day who was saying that they have now discovered another way of happiness, flying in the air. Yes. Now the sufferers are what is called? That is not sufficient. Now they want to fly. Another discovery. This is the manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karasati. Actually, they are manufacturing different ways of suffering. And there is no happiness. Simply, the business is going on, manufacturing different ways of suffering. So, therefore that is disease. This is our material disease, and it is recommended here that before the next death, if we come to the right conclusion, how we shall become happy, then this process of continuously dying and again taking birth and again disease and again old age, then it is not very good. But they are so fools and askers, they do not know how the life is going on, how nature is working upon us. Everything is in darkness. Therefore Krishna consciousness is the only hope for human. Only hope. It is not a story, it is fact. So those who have come to Krishna consciousness, I request that take it very seriously and read the books and make progress and simply try to understand Krishna, and then everything, all problems will be solved. Thank you.